Day 34, Beyond Drama, Into Peace. Inner peace is possible no matter what happens. Happiness is a fair-weather friend. It shows up when life goes your way, when the traffic's light, the job interview goes well, or your favorite show gets renewed. But inner peace, that's the unshakable one. It doesn't care what's happening outside. It's rooted deep beneath the storm. While happiness needs conditions to align, peace simply needs your presence. No conditions, just acceptance. We all want to attract positive circumstances, believe enough, visualize hard enough, and life should flow in our favor, right? But here's the real kicker. Do we really know what's positive? Often what looks like disaster on the surface, a breakup, job loss, or illness, ends up becoming our biggest turning point. It strips away illusions, burns the ego to the ground, and makes space for what's actually real. Growth wears funny disguises. So instead of trying to judge and label every moment as good or bad, we could just let it be. That's not denial, it's sanity. When you allow things to be as they are, without mentally kicking and screaming, you bypass the mind's exhausting tug of war. You stop feeding resentment and start radiating peace. Forgiveness, in this sense, isn't some grand act of moral superiority. It's just dropping your inner resistance to the present moment. Does that mean you do nothing when something can be changed? Of course not. You still act, speak, move, but not from fear, control, or ego. You act from clarity, not compulsion, knowing that life's events are not random, they're woven into the tapestry of your destiny. The wise move isn't to resist the thread, but to see where it leads. Most of us, however, are stubborn. We need to be cracked open by suffering before we finally say, "Okay, I surrender." And in that surrender, something miraculous happens. The pain becomes a portal. Inner peace rises, not because everything is suddenly perfect, but because you've stopped needing it to be. You realize you're more than what happens. You're the sacred, you're the space it happens in. As for the world's drama, most of it is ego-generated. The ego sees itself as alone in a hostile universe and reacts accordingly, with blame, defense, control, and attack. And when egos collide, so do problems in relationships, in politics, in companies, in nations. Drama is the ego's favorite game. But here's the way out: awareness. Watch the ego. Watch the stories, the inner monologues, the poor me narratives, the fantasies and regrets. Don't try to fix them, just see them. Your presence alone diffuses them. When you're fully present, drama becomes impossible. And if you're present and the person next to you isn't, you don't need to match their chaos. Just hold space. Stay rooted. Let them thrash around a little while you remain still. That's the beginning of the end of suffering. That's the start of peace that doesn't depend on conditions. It's not glamorous. It doesn't make headlines, but it's the only thing that will actually save us.